Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Rookie CEO. Rookie CEO is my podcast where I document my learning out loud journey of running a company all for the first time. And in today's episode, I am going to do a little bit of a Q&A. I put a Q&A on the Rookie CEO and my own personal Instagram asking for any questions or problems or things you're thinking about with work all the time. And so I'm going to answer a few of them today. I'm not a professional. I'm 28. I have been doing this only for a few years, but I think it's fun and it's helpful to share along the way of what you've learned. So it's coming from my perspective. I am the rookie. But let's get into this. The first question is around motivation. I was going to call out individual people, but there was quite a lot of comments around motivation. So I'm just going to make some comments on that as a whole. The best advice that I've received around motivation is that motivation is a muscle. And I think the analogy that someone used with me once, that motivation is like brushing your teeth. Like, you know, there are some days or some nights where you're like already kind of comfy and you just like can't be bothered brushing your teeth, but like you just do it anyway because you know you'll feel better afterwards, and you just do it because you know that's what you do before you go to bed. I think motivation is kind of like that. You've just got to do it. It's a muscle. And exercising it regularly makes it easier to do over time. Like, I think one of the most dangerous things you can do is rely on motivation and think that you need motivation to get things done. You don't. You don't need motivation to get things done. You need discipline to get things done. And that's a little tough love for you. Even the most incredible, high-achieving people lose motivation or don't have motivation every time. I guarantee you, like the Olympic athletes that are getting up at 4 o'clock every morning don't have motivation every single morning. They have discipline. So I think, I don't know, I've heard people implement this in different ways. People that are creative, like get up and force themselves to like do 20 minutes of writing every morning. Or maybe it's like literally setting yourself a list and being like, I'm not going home until I do this. And you're not perfect at it. I'm definitely not perfect at it. But I've realized that like sometimes having the discipline builds motivation because you also show yourself that you're capable of starting something and seeing it through. The second question or comment is from Kyra Hoffman, who said, I used to think that life gets easier as you get older. Now I'm realizing it doesn't. And Kyra, honey, I am with you. I am so with you. And I feel as though this is like, I've like 100% been there. And I think a year and a half ago or 2 years ago, I was in this mindset where I was just like, okay, I've got a few problems right now and I just need to get them like off my plate and deal with those problems. And then those problems will be gone and everything will be fine. And the thing is, more problems will come. Solving your existing problems will create new ones. For example, at work, we have had times where we are understaffed or we have stuff that we need to do that we don't have enough capacity on the team to do. That's a problem. How am I going to solve the problem? By hiring someone. Hiring someone is a problem. It's hard to find the right person. Then eventually you do hire someone, you solve the problem, then you have to train the person. That's a problem. So I think it's like realizing that actually, yeah, your problems aren't going to go away. Gosh, this episode is tough love. They're not going to go away. Your problems are going to keep coming. Life isn't about making it as easy as possible. The easiest possible life isn't necessarily the best possible way to experience life. So you don't have to put this pressure on yourself to try and make it as easy as possible or with as least problems as possible. Like, life being challenging and hard and having problems can be a good thing. So I think it's just kind of getting out of that frame that that's what you're trying to achieve or it's an ultimate goal and really learning to enjoy the journey. And I think, and I spoke about this in an interview I did recently, but one of the best things I've heard around that is that the people that are most successful in life are not the people with the least amount of problems. They're the people that have the most fun solving their problems. And I think about that all the time. And that for me, like, totally puts me in a different mindset. And suddenly I'm like, oh, okay, I can have fun doing this. And that's all I need to do. And having fun solving the problem is what life is. So that's my advice. This question is from Brad, MS1847. And the question is around not being confident enough to go for it and holding back. And I love this because one of my friends sent me this the other day and she was like, this kind of reminds me of like you quitting your job. And you know, she'd recently gone through a similar thing. And I think it's so good. I've thought about it every day since. It says this, in the short run, change involves risk. In the long run, not changing often poses more risk. Over time, failing to evolve is a recipe for mediocrity and obsolescence. When you weigh the immediate costs of changing, don't overlook the lasting costs of clinging to the status quo. Love this. Love this. Being too afraid to go for it, it's just like, what's the worst that's going to happen also? You know, like literally what's the worst that's going to happen? And this is so funny, like hearing this from my voice, because I feel like I used to be like the biggest planner, the most like type A, quite risk averse kind of person. And I think like the older I get, and maybe it's like the older you get a few more runs on the board, you realize that like nothing is really that big a deal. Like literally nothing is really that big a deal. And I guarantee you, if you're thinking of taking a risk and it's a true risk where you're putting yourself out there, you're probably going to be putting yourself into a situation where you're in like a high learning curve. I don't know what your situation you're dealing with, but like, just do it. Literally just do it. Because whatever you're going to gain from it is going to be way, way more than whatever you're going to gain from probably staying where you are right now. Because that's a no.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quantity, like where you are right now is like a known quantity. Going for it, doing something new, it's like a leveling up no matter what it is. Even if you fail at it, you still level up because you tried something new. So I don't know if that's very good advice, but I think staying in the same spot is riskier than doing something new almost always, I think. And even if it turns out bad, it doesn't really matter. Like it just doesn't really matter. No one cares. And you it probably will work out. Like, I think even the fact that you're out there thinking about like going for it means you probably have the kind of mindset and the type of personality where you'll just make it work for the best anyway. So just do it. Next one is from Aaron Aztec. He says, being stuck in monotony because it's safe, yet knowing you're destined for more. And I feel like I kind of understand this. When I was a couple of years into my career, I was at PwC. I was doing something that was like quite corporate. I enjoyed it, but it was like fairly stock standard, I would say. And I was surrounded by Elliot, my brother, who was doing YouTube at the time. And he was just so passionate and excited about it. Like he loved it. We would be on the weekend. I remember this weekend we went down to my family farm and I was like sitting by the fire trying to switch off, read a book, blah, blah, blah. And he was like planning a thumbnail or something for a video that he was uploading. And I was like, why are you like, it's the weekend. You don't have to work. He's like, I want to be doing this. Like, this is my hobby. This is what I want to do. And I remember feeling this feeling of just like actually overwhelming jealousy. I was like, whoa, I wish I had something that I wanted to do on the weekend and that I was feeling like I was going to get that reward from it. And I felt for a long time, like, I don't know if this sounds bad, but like I knew I could be really good at something. Like I knew I could potentially be quite successful, I think, if I found what I was meant to direct my energy into. And I don't mean that in an arrogant way at all. I mean it in a way where I just had this like kind of quiet confidence that like I knew I wanted it. Like I knew I wanted it, but I felt like I couldn't quite work out what it was. And that was quite a stressful feeling, I think. But what you have to do is you just have to try a lot of different things. I tried so many different things when I was in that period. I tried uploading photos on Instagram and making them really pretty. I tried like writing. I tried applying for all these different extracurricular programs at work. I tried helping Elliot. I was doing all sorts of random stuff that was like sort of in the realm of maybe what I thought I wanted to do. And you just figure it out over time. The more you put yourself out there, the more you work out what you like, what you don't like, and you'll start to gravitate towards more opportunities. And you're leaving yourself open to opportunities because you're looking. But you need to try things. You really need to be quite action-oriented with that. I think like one of the biggest like fallacies that you hear is people are like, oh, I need to go away and like think about what I want to do. I'm like, you're not going to figure it out by thinking about it because you just don't. You don't have the experience to like even realize what it is you want to do. You have to get experience to work out what you want to do. So just go do things. That's my advice. Okay, next one is from Abby Jane James. That's a cool name, Abby. She says, actually finalizing decisions for my business and just deciding to launch. One of the best things I've read, literally everything is just like whatever I've read. So I'm just curating the internet for you guys. One of the best things I've read about this is if you're proud of your first product, you've launched too late. And I love that. Like, I think good is better than done, 100%. Do everything before you're ready. Like, there's never going to be the perfect time. You're never going to be 100% happy. Your happiness and you'll improve, like, based on iterating from experience. So literally just, like, getting something out there is the number one thing. Don't worry about it too much. Like, you'll learn so much more. You'll figure it out with a lot more information once it's already live. The last one for this episode is going to be from Delaney Wilson, I believe your name is, and it's around glamorizing overworking and burnout in today's society. And wow, I can relate. I think I have in the past contributed to this problem for sure. It's like very much hustle culture, that sort of thing. And I think there's a couple reasons for this. I think we live in like this time where everyone wants to be an entrepreneur. Everyone wants to be seen to be working really hard. It's a combination of social media. I think it's a combination of when people actually genuinely find something they love, they want to post about it all the time. They are probably working quite hard. But I think there's a real pushback against hustle culture right now. And I think that's a good thing. Like, now I speak way more about the fact that like on weekends, I really need time to switch off. I would be the kind of person where I'd like just kind of constantly be sort of on. And it didn't do well for me. Like right now we're in lockdown and I deeply need a break. And I was meant to be taking next week off work. I'm not anymore because there's nowhere to go because we're in lockdown. And that kind of weighs on me. Like I know I need it. And I haven't taken a proper holiday in 2 years. And I know that that's not a good thing. And I am really craving that. I'm not proud of it. I'm not saying like, oh yeah, I haven't taken a holiday in 2 years. I'm saying like, that's kind of stupid because sometimes I'm unproductive because I probably would be more productive if I just took a proper break and then came back excited. So I think just don't worry about it too much. Like, as with everything on social media, take it with a grain of salt. You don't know what anyone's behind the scenes actually looks like. I've seen people that like talk about how much they work and how they work late every day and like they spend half the day like scrolling Instagram at the same time. That's not productivity. I think you have to have your own internal metrics for success and your own internal goalposts for what counts as a good day or not a good day and hold yourself to them and don't really worry about anything else. There were a lot of questions. I might do a second episode on this because I can't fit them all into one of these episodes. But I hope you liked it. And if you have more questions or more things you want to talk about, please leave them in the comments if you're watching on YouTube or send me a DM on Instagram and I will get to it in another episode. Until then, I will see you guys next week. Bye-bye.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.